Okay, everyone. Are we ready to get back to business? The next item to look at today is the proposed budget to continue paying for public art in City Park. We've recently had to spend a lot of money repairing and restoring the sculpture we commissioned last year because vandals have broken parts of it. We've also spent a lot of time and money removing graffiti from it. The Council Finance Office has confirmed that the total bill for cleaning and repairs has come to more than £7,000 so far this year. There's been a proposal that we sell the sculpture, stop paying for new public art, and use the money to pay for a new leisure centre. Would anyone like to comment on this?
Yes, Robert, I'd like to say something.
OK, Bilal. Go ahead.
Personally, I'm not really sure that paying for art is an appropriate way to spend public money. We assume that we should invest in art since so many other parks have art, but in reality, it's costing us a lot of money and the art doesn't really benefit the city's population. A lot of people simply don't appreciate or like to interpret art. The truth of the matter is, more people would use and benefit from a leisure centre.
If I understand you correctly, Bilal, you're saying that we shouldn't spend more money commissioning art?
Well, yes, I think public art is a waste of money.
I see. Yes, Ahmed, would you like to add something?
Yes, thank you, Robert. I see what you mean, Bilal. And I'm not an expert, but it's been said that art and appreciating art is an important part of any culture. Okay, it's true that some people say we're wasting money by commissioning public art, but the fact of the matter is that art is an important part of any culture. Art can help make us proud of our city, and a lot of people really enjoy looking at it. We had 400,000 visitors to our city art gallery and museum last year. So people are interested in it.
That's true, Ahmed. Research has demonstrated over and over again that art can have a very positive effect on people.
Thank you, Ahmed and Azra. Yes, Sandra, you wanted to say something.
Ahmed and Azra have good points. But one other thing to remember is that although many people think that art is worth a lot of money because it's by famous artists or because the city invested in it, we don't actually know that the art is worth anything. Look at the sculpture there now, for example. Since it's been damaged and repaired so much, we don't know if we can sell the sculpture, even to a private collector. Do we really want to invest in more art?
Okay. Thank you all for your comments. I think we need to find out how much new art would cost us. We'll have to get an art expert to analyse the pieces we already have and like, and maybe we can restore them rather than buy new ones. Would anyone else like to make a comment? Yes, Azra.
If we decide against commissioning further public art, we'll need to put something in its place.
Like building the leisure centre instead?
You say that, Bilal, but I'm not sure that would be popular enough. We'd need to talk to a lot of people to gather data and opinions about whether they like the art or if they want a new building. And this might reveal some really good ideas we haven't thought of.
Yes. I think you're right, Sandra. Let's put together a survey. It can ask about commissioning more art or building a leisure centre. We can also include three or four other ideas on spending public money. Then we can ask people to respond to it. Would anyone like to say anything else? Yes, Claudia.
For me, there's a public safety issue here. The police reports have shown that kids climb on the public art we have there now. This happens almost every night, and they're breaking it and writing graffiti on it. This artwork really is causing more problems than it's worth.
You may be right, Claudia. But I wonder if it's the location of the artwork rather than the artwork itself that's the problem.
In other words, you think we should move it?
I think moving it might solve the vandalism problem. It seems as if the art is just costing us money for cleaning and repairs. If we were to display it in a different spot, we probably wouldn't have these problems. Plus, we'd still contribute to the culture of the city by having the art available.
I agree with Ahmed. I think we could consider moving the sculpture to the front of the council building, or next to the hospital, or possibly even inside the main shopping centre. In fact, the shopping centre has already expressed interest in this because they believe public artwork could be a tourist attraction. If we planned it properly, we could get people to see the artwork and do some shopping at the same time.
So, Sandra, what you're saying is that you'd definitely rather move the current sculpture we have to another location?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Yes, those ideas make sense. I think we need to do more research here. First, we need to focus on identifying some places where future public art could be displayed. We need to reject any places where we feel vandals would be likely to damage it. Second, we need to consider the cost of our current piece of art, the sculpture that is already there in the park.
There's one other point I'd like to raise.
OK. Go ahead, Sandra.
What would we do with the money if we didn't commission any new art or build the leisure centre?
That's a good question. The money would be put back into the budget, and we'd have to determine a project that reflects what people really want.
Well, a leisure centre or any other centre is a good thing. But it isn't art. I think our children need to see art in public places, especially the work of a famous artist right here in our city. We need to have a balance of investment in leisure activities and public art in the lives of our children.
Okay, I think we need to look into this. We need to explore our options in more detail. Are there any other comments on this topic? No? Okay, we'll move on then.